And welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Segment number two coming up, and it's Jamie Ramsey joining us here this next segment via Zoom. She's the director of the Riley County Seniors Service Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've haven't had a chance to chat with you. I think I missed you last month because I was out, but what's new at the Senior Center?
Well, today is kind of our holiday meal, and we're doing that in two ways. We have our volunteers who will be delivering about 130, 150 meals to their homes. We also have a Christmas dinner drive-up. So if you would like a meal, you're not usually on that home delivered list that you signed up. And so we'll have about, I think we've got a little over 50 who will drive through, and we will stand out and, you know, and hand out their meals. So I think we've got about 225 people we will feed today.
Wonderful.
So we have some wonderful volunteers who have come from Hood Heating and Air. Steve and JD Kirby have packed the dessert and the rolls, and then Matt and Luke Hood will be coming and helping us distribute those drive-up meals. So we are so pleased for those extra hands. So that's kind of the big thing now this week, and then things clearly start to slow down. And we are looking forward to January. We're going to open our dining room.
Awesome. Well, and that's great to hear.
Yeah.
So what's that going to look like early on here?
Well, early on, what we've done is we are limiting to 20 to see how this goes and see what the level of comfort is for our folks. You have to make a reservation. Clearly, when you come in, we have health protocols, sign-in, temperature checks. And because our dining room is fairly large, we're able to spread everybody. So everyone is 6 foot apart, but it doesn't feel like we've arranged the tables. So it just doesn't feel cold. We hope that they can see other folks and they can at least be some feeling of engaging in some socialization, because I know we've had some folks who used to come in almost every day and they've been home since March. And so we're looking forward to that. We're going to see how that goes. That room has a capacity of 100. So I think we're going to be pretty good at 20.
All right. And obviously that socialization aspect, so important. I was talking to C. Clyde Jones, and we're going to have that interview coming up here in a little bit, but he mentioned how important that has been to him, his own mental health. And I know that probably is echoed for a lot of seniors.
Yeah. And so when we started programming a couple months ago in very small groups, 4, 6, 8, what we basically saw was people who were living alone, who were used to coming into the center and visiting with their friends met here. And so that has worked very well. We've also gotten some folks who will come in, and we're doing seated Tai Chi. It's been very nice for folks, you know, just 8 people, but at least they can see their friends. They can, you know, kind of holler across, and so we're very pleased with how things have gone, and also very cognizant of this is the group that's at risk.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. I see coming up here in January, you do have some special programs. The first one of note is the year in review, and a lot of folks want to forget 2020, but
I know that, but I'm hoping that besides, you know, talking about the huge story, that there are some other things that happened in Manhattan that it would probably be nice to revisit.
Sure.
And so we've got some other kinds of things coming. The Raleigh County museum is a historical museum is going to come in and talk with us, and then the director of the RCPD is going to come in and kind of visit with us, hopefully kind of talk about scams. It's always good to be reminded what you can't share online and on the phone.
Yeah.
So.
And that's a big problem, especially this time of year.
It is. It is. So that's one thing. I do want to remind folks, we have tomorrow, the Raleigh County Health Department Director is going to be here. And hopefully to kind of talk about how you be safe for the holidays, and then hopefully what her expectations are with regard to the vaccine. And I think we have a couple slots open. If folks are interested, have them call the center at 537-4040. Again, you have to have your name on the list. So that we can control the number of folks coming in.
Okay. What else do you have highlighted for January?
You know what? One of the things that we have found, and which we really hadn't done a lot of because we used to do a lot of card games, is now we're doing kind of game days. And for some people, they'll remember them, like concentration, you know, how you do kind of a Pictionary game. So those have been popular. We're doing our movies again, you know, very, very small number of folks. And that has been very nice. We do have someone coming in from the library, Wandine Rivers, who is helping us with tech assistance, because we have relied so much on our phones, our computers, and sometimes we just kind of get in a circular loop and can't figure out how to get out of it. And if you don't have, you know, a 10-year-old kid to help you look at it, it's always helpful to have Wandine come and kind of explain where we made our mistake.
You know, even I, and I'm 35, I still have to ask my 9-year-old, who's almost 10, how to do things. So don't feel bad.
Absolutely. I never buy a new phone until I have one of my kids come.
There you go.
So I'm right there. And then next month, our book club is going to be reading Bent Road. And it was written by a Manhattan High graduate, Lori Roy, which has been kind of nice. We've kind of celebrated stories either about Kansans or written by local people. So if you have an interest in that, just give us a call. We'll get you signed up and get a book to you.
Okay, good to know. As far as holiday hours, will you be closed for the upcoming holidays? I imagine there's some closures.
This next week coming up, we are open Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then the following week, we are closed.
Okay.
And that really is more because if people are with their families or they'll be doing other things, and it also allows us to save some money in terms of utilities. We will still be doing meals. We just won't have the rest of the staff in. So we'll be kind of working on a skeleton staff during those, at least till that last week of December.
Any praise for your staff there at the Senior Center? I imagine they've probably worked their butts off this year.
Well, and they did it in ways that we never thought we could do it. I mean, doing programs, shifting from online, you know, from in-house to online, and then still being able to figure out how we keep in touch with folks who are not connected, and calling them and seeing if they're okay and following up and making sure that we keep that contact with them. So if anything comes up, we can helping them move over from eating in-house to getting their meals home delivered. And that has been very helpful, I think, for them and for us to know, because we're not putting eyes on them every day, that they're okay.
All right. Well, so much good work happening out there. And obviously, if people see some congestion over at 4th and Leavenworth, you'll know why.
We're kind of looking forward to slowly opening up and seeing what we can do. Okay. So.
Well, Jamie, anything else before we let you go?
No, I think we're good. If anyone has any questions, they can give me a call at 537-4040, and we'll figure out how to set you up with the program or what we can do to help.
Sounds good. Jamie, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
You too, Brandon.
All right, stay tuned. We'll have more In Focus after this. News Radio KMAN's In Focus rolls along on a Friday.